I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe you guys can tell me. What is with the new going to school in their pajamas? Right? Like, I mean, you know, like, I just seen a girl walking down the street with fucking slippers. What are you, why are you dressed in going to school with slippers? And why doesn't the school say, hey, look, you know, there was a big hoopla over kids' wardrobes going to school. You know what I mean? You wear a Trump shirt or something, you're going to get expelled. But if you wear slippers, you're all set. They're like, hey, yeah, don't worry, relax. Why don't you go get yourself a Starbucks? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I mean, these kids come into school with Starbucks, breakfast. They got a pillow with them. Slippers and pajamas. They're carrying their football equipment. I mean, I'm like, what in the God's name is going on as far as these kids, you know, trying to go to school and learn something? And where's the teachers? I wonder why nobody wants to learn, because all these kids are learning from fucking home ed how to grind on each other inside their leggings. When you grind your, this is how you should grind your partner. You get the, and then you get the little jizz on you, and you say you had a honeydew donut, and you were just a slob eating it, and it got everywhere. It's same thing with courts. I mean, courts, it's so unbelievable with courts, right? I mean, I remember they'd say, you gotta be in here at 9 o'clock sharp. Make sure you wear a fucking tie and a collared shirt. Well, you're gonna go to the fucking under the jail. You're gonna get the chair. We're gonna give you the chair, you fuck. And so now you see these kids coming in with like fucking Megadeth shirts, Metallica shirts, you know, fucking Louis Vuittons and shit, and they're in the fucking courtroom. Hair all pulled up in a ponytail. One kid had a fucking perm like he was Poontang. And I'm like, what do you think you are, a fucking pimp? Like, bro, are you serious? You know you got that slick hair for other reasons, pal. That ain't, you ain't a pimp, dog. You a simp. And you about to get pimped out by a chick in the whole LGBTQ community. Plus. No, but seriously, what is next? You know, and this is why charter schools are beating the brakes off of public schools, is because these kids, they have to have some type of responsibility, some accountability also. Like, hey, if you're not going to come to school dressed proper, like you're ready to learn, then you're not ready to learn. Then you go home and you lose a day of school because you don't know how to dress. If you think that you have to go to school with your pajamas and think that that's a fucking an outfit for you to wear in the school, then you should be home from school because you're a fucking moron. A mo-ron, okay? You don't say moron, just say mo-ron. You're a mo-ron. The more you are, the more you know, okay? Like mo fucking rocker, all right? The more you know. Well, these kids are morons because the more they don't know. Fucking morons. Let me go to school with slippers on, you moron. Now she's gonna go to the cafeteria and get a fucking large latte, right? Go into special ed, bang her head up against the fucking desk and say, I don't know why I can't learn. Well, you're all hyped up on sugar, you're dressed like you're ready to go to fucking bed, okay? I mean, you know, that we could start there. What the fuck, these kids? You know, and it's like the parents don't even care no more, too. They let them out of their house. Like, my kid fucking goes, let my kid go. I remember one time I went to school with sweatpants. You know, and it was like them comfy days. You'd go and you'd use your sweatpants. You got maybe gym the first period or whatever, maybe homeroom or something like that. Some bullshit shit, right? So you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go smoke a fucking blunt and then come back in at 9, grab some breakfast and go to my first class. That was like the extent of it for us. You know what I mean? We didn't be like, oh yeah, you know, I wanna bring my slippers and shit. You know, and they were once on these kids. Oh, you can't wear half belly shirts. You can't wear Daisy Dukes. Now look at them. Oh, that's why all these fucking teachers, male or female, are getting hemmed up fucking with these students. is because the more you got young people teaching young people, the more probability we have for that shit to happen, okay? You can't have a 30-year-old teacher in there, boy or girl, and think that, a man or female, and think that hey, there might be a female there that they kind of dig. Or there's a male there that they kind of dig. Or they watch a TV show at home. You know what I mean? And, like Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy's going after the guy, and she has a husband. Now what do you think all this infidelity stats? You know what I mean? It's exactly what they see on TV, and then they're going to emulate it in real life. And so, hence, there goes the fucking neighborhood, because, all these people want to do dumb shit. So, go ahead and do your dumb shit, but it's not fucking helping you in the long run. Just nobody cares. Nobody cares. And I'll tell you, right? If we had half the shit growing up that these kids have, I mean, you have the whole world at your fingertips, okay? You don't have to have somebody in your family teach you about finances, teach you about marketing, teach you about anything. You have an app that'll teach you all that. Now you got a fucking AI that'll do it for you. So, any of these kids in the next 10 years should not be jobless. You could be a Kindle fucking prop, a Kindle fucking, a publisher. Publish Kindles. You could be fucking shopping on, selling on Amazon. 20% of 25-30% of the fucking country shops online. You still got another 70 fucking percent. Okay? So until the whole world starts shopping online, you got ins in Mikasa to make that. You can make that happen. As well as I can make it happen as I sit here and talk to you right now. So you can start up a podcast. You could start up a YouTube channel. You could start this. You could start that. You could start a blog. You can see the cables getting cut by the hour. They're cutting the cord by the hour. Okay? Fios is going to go crazy. G5G will be here. G6, G7. They'll be all here soon. And it's going to take, like I said, and for that to all happen, I've mentioned it before and I'm going to mention it again. There will be some type of event that will have to change the course of how we live our lives. They thought COVID was going to be the one to do it. It helped boost a lot of shit and a lot of people to get online, start using the Zooms, start fucking working at home. I go to work. I mean, it's zero. I go to work Monday morning. There's nobody on the road. It's like a Saturday. Tuesday, maybe in the middle of the week. So it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Or Tuesday and Wednesday is like the two shittiest days for driving into work. And then after that, it's a fucking breeze. That's because the pandemic made everybody work at home. Because they had to. Whether they wanted to or not, they had to. And then what happened is they got used to it. Because you had a whole year. So, if you take all the scientific things as far as like, oh, well, it takes, 18 times for you to memorize something. You do this for 2 weeks, it becomes a routine. All these little nuances that we have in our social strata that allowed us to be molded into what the government needs us to do. Because there wasn't a lot of people climbing over into the tech world. Okay, like I told you before, my aunts, your grandmother, my grandmothers and grandfathers, they don't want to deal with the phones, they don't like them, they don't want to deal with the computer, but now they're starting to learn that if they want to pay their bill and save 10%, they got to do it on their line, on their bank account. They got banks going into lighting up with the people's computers and things like that. Believe it or not, our elderly people are more tech savvy than the generation before them. So the baby boomers are more tech savvy than, say, anybody else before them. You know what I mean? Because just the amount, with the little that they know, it's an enormous amount. So now you have some baby boomers that are actually making, YouTube channels and really got in. It took a deep dive into technology and what's their benefits and downsides of it. And it seems that, like, now people are starting to really, really like it. My aunt, she wants to get it. She's thinking about getting a cell phone all of a sudden. Because I told her, I says, well, your cell phone, you know, you got a phone in your house, your cable goes out, you lose your Wi-Fi, and your Wi-Fi is connected to your phone, so you lose your phone. I says, if you're wireless, your fucking shit goes out in your house, you still got a phone, and you can still watch TV. Shit, you could program your phone to stream on your TV. So now you're watching YouTube, and you're sitting there, got a phone, your fucking lights are out. Oh, well, my lights are out, but I still got a phone and TV. Like, I'm good. I can make emergency calls, check on my family, and also fucking keep myself entertained for the next 36 hours. And you're paying shit money. You're paying half of what you paid for regular cable. And here's another deal. When your cable goes out for one day, 2 days, whatever, they might give you a quick little month of Showtime. That's about it. And they don't even offer that. You have to scream and ask and say, hey, well, you know, for the fucking 4 days that I was out of cable, what are you guys going to do to reimburse me? Because I got to pay you guys for that 4 days. Do you know what I mean? So a lot of people are starting to see, you know, hey, look, if I just put my head into it, have my grandson or granddaughter teach me how to do this, I'll be fine. I'll be able to do everything that these kids do now on the computer, or enough for them to get by. Do you know what I mean? So COVID came. It was something that got us more ahead of the ball, but we're still behind the eight ball, and got us more in the ball. Excuse me, but we're still behind it. But we're moving in a better direction and a better trajectory. And you had to, because with the emergence of AI, I mean, the technology was going faster than the people could even get their hands on it, and then there's something new. So as technology was evolving so fast, that's why people couldn't get their heads around it. It was just like, you know, first it's online, and then it's streaming services, from streaming services to, you know, bank account fucking things that are helping you with your bank account, what you're spending on, then your bills and this, and you want to shop online, you got to get an email, you know. So all these people that, well, I forgot an email, we'll just make a new one, you know. And that's the thing. So a lot of things are turning, you know, even with court systems and that, it's like, you know, when I was complaining, you got to be in 9 o'clock, have a college shirt on. Now kids come in, right? The fucking judge ain't even in the fucking courtroom until 9:30 on a Zoom, on a fucking Zoom. So we're Zooming, right? Our court things, you tell us to be in at 9, we're in at 9, I'm sitting on the fucking thing for a half hour till 9:30. Now you're nervous that you fucking lost some connection, or you're going to get a fucking warrant because it's 9:30, but nobody comes through the line and says, hey, you know, I know you're probably getting nervous thinking that you guys are da-da-da-da, but we're just slow on the draw here, and it's on our fault, so just hang tight. You know, nobody will come out and give you that PSA. They just sit there and make you fucking wonder and think and worry. So then you shut off the fucking internet to reboot it just to make sure you're still connected. You get back connected. Now the fucking court started. And you're like, what in the hell? Now you look like you're late when you were sitting there for the whole half hour. So it's the type of shit that they implement that makes me think that, like, you know, the more technology is here, the more that our morals just get checked out. I mean, are gone, you know, and you can see that from the way we dress to what we feel is more responsible to, you know, having bums live on the fucking side of the street. Like, literally, like, I mean, even bums got so emboldened to where they got couches on the sidewalk, TVs, the fucking 10 city, and they're sitting there like, yeah, fuck you, you're idiots paying fucking rent. I'm out here chilling, got a Duraflame log, fucking Mylar blankets. Got a nice little igloo tent that fucking keeps me fucking warm on 20 below. Why would they want to pay rent? You know? And we have such a fucking homeless epidemic. I mean, you would believe that in Maine they're loaded with 30,000 homeless people. 30,000. They're halfway to New York City. And they have fucking an eighth of the population of New York. How is that fucking possible? But yet, you know, the migrants that are fucking that are subsequently homeless right off the bat won't be homeless for long. They'll be getting apartments more faster than the people in Maine or New York, L.A. I mean, Jesus Christ. So I'm reading the news, and they're talking about L.A., and they're saying, yeah, you know, the fucking Tenderloin District out there is just a mess. I mean, it's probably, like, worse than Skid Row. So they're saying the Tenderloin, you know, got to get cleaned up. So they started cleaning up the Tenderloin District in L.A. I think within the last, I don't know if how many, I don't know if it's been a week or maybe two, but within 14 days, let's just give them that, 14 days, they seized over 18 kilos of fentanyl, about 9 kilos of crack, some fucking other shit, but 18 kilos in 2 weeks. That is an enormous amount of product sitting in one area. And you're talking of a fucking square, a place less than fucking 10 square miles. It's got 18 keys in it. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. So they started going in there, right? And here, this is straight from the DA's mouth in San Francisco. Okay? She says, I've been at this, arresting these people for months and months and months. She goes, you know where our problem lies? With our judges in the court system. She goes, I'll bump them in and I'll bump them out. They come right back out. She goes, the same drug dealer I arrested for the same fucking offense 4 times gets out of jail all the time. And it's not like he's seeing the same judge every time he appears in front of the court. He's seeing a different judge. But all these judges, I would bet you, are straight liberal Democrats to the core. Don't give a fuck about what you're going through, whether you're the homeless or a business person that's housing the homeless in front of your fucking business. They don't care. They're putting that person right back out on the street. And if they did, and it's like everybody says, you got to start with the low-level crimes. You allow fucking petty theft, you're allowing for petty fucking, for petty drug dealing. They come out with a misdemeanor, they pay a fucking fine, they're right back out on the streets. Now that's from low-level dealers to the fucking, to the cartels. Cartels. Acres of fucking grow space going on. Illegal grow space. And this is right out in the, like, fucking desert, okay? So they got a guy in binoculars looking at 3, 4, 5 miles down the road, okay? If you're driving at 80 miles an hour, okay, you're going to be there in about 12 minutes. They have 12 minutes to leave that area. And by the time they leave, there ain't a fucking charge that they can throw on them people. Because there's nobody there to witness anything. So hence, you get fucked in the long run. And that's happening all the freaking time in San Francisco. So they started cleaning up the Tenderloin District. And all the drug dealers that were there in the morning now just come at nighttime. The problem got too out of hand for too long to put the genie back in the fucking bottle. It's exactly what it is. It just got too out of hand. And now everybody wants, you know, federal dollars to fix everything. Do you want to speed up, lady? Or, you know, do you want to get it or what? And so, you know, it's just one of those things here. Go ahead, you slick. Go ahead, do your thing, honey. Go ahead, do your thing. Go ahead, have the road. Have the road, it's yours. God, you have the road, Tux. Let's see how far you get, you fucking slick. Unbelievable. There's a lady right in front of me. She's only going to go so far, and then she's fucked. Shouldn't have spent the morning on her knees. She should have fucking told her husband, I can't do this right now. I got to go. What do you think? The problem has been out of hand for so long. So now it took fucking 4 years for the Democrats to realize it's a crisis at the border. And some don't want to say, well, you know, hey, it's the migrants. And they want to say, well, you know, these people have it bad and da 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 da. Hey, we all have it bad. Is it my fault that the country of Mexico leaders hasn't did a squat dick for that fucking country, so I should feel bad now? But 20, 30 years ago when I was fucking 10, nobody really gave the fuck, right? Oh, now it's a problem. Now I gotta give a fuck? No. No. And believe you me, the more people that watch Mayans, okay, there's a certain scene in Mayans where there's a fucking redneck fucking family, and they're on the border, okay? And they're sniping off fucking immigrants. Now, whether they're saying they're doing it for fucking love of country, or saying, hey, you know what? This is the thought that I had, and every other thought of America, I'm sure went down their head. Because at least for me, I'm a purebred criminal, folks. I'll tell you right then and now. I was gonna go to that fucking border and say, if they're coming over that fucking quick, you could put your fucking tent in Eagle Pass, and I'm sure that shit within fucking 2 weeks, you're gonna find somebody carrying something. Off them, take the shit, and get out of there. And that's gonna happen daily. You don't think there's people down there doing that now? What do you think Myers got the fucking idea? Just drew it up and came to his head in fucking some dream? No. There's been mercenaries running the border, helping the American fucking CBP get a hold of this situation. And you think the CBP is looking, turning the other way? Of course they are, because they know they're getting fucking help. Help that their own government won't get. Give them. So, if you got some fucking, some lone rangers out there, some Ronins, that are fucking looking to fucking make some fucking scraps, well, why not? You don't think they'd be doing the same thing if the shoe was on the other foot? If our big ass country was flooding their little country with all these fucking drugs, and they knew it was coming from the Americans, and Americans just keep coming over with their fucking nice ass cars, gold chains and shit, and slick done here, and still keep pumping this shit and this poison in our country? No. They'd be doing the same things that we're doing, guys. Come on, man. You can't, you know, don't wear rose colored glasses, okay? So, the more that Mayans episode gets seen in the eyes of some Americans that are just sitting here, broke, got nothing to do, can't rub two fucking sticks together or a window to throw it out of, they will head down to that border and they will start sniping off these fucking people in droves, just to make sure that they are being somewhat cognizant of the problem that's adding into our borders. So they say, hey, you know what? Instead of this Mexican getting rich, right? Instead of this Mexican getting rich off of my country by polluting that poison, I might as well be the one that pollutes the poison to my own people and help me get rich. Okay? Because that's the American way, is to think for thyself, right? So in the show, they're moving some oxys and stuff, and they clap the kid. They take his bag and they leave the little four box of oxys strung out on the ground to show that the CBT show CBP that, oh hey, see, another fucking drug crossing, we took him out. But if they were carrying two or three duffel bags with him, don't worry about that. But we got him. He's dead. It's not another illegal into our country. But we sure got the fucking poison that's killing our country. You know what I mean? And, you know, in Florida, there was a recent drug bust of a business called the PR House in Florida. The guy, the DA, got up on the podium in front of the press room and says they weren't selling enough beer and chicken out of that place to keep the lights on, okay? But they've been operating without impunity for 20 plus years, selling cocaine in and out of that establishment day in and day out for the last 20 years. During that time, they've had murders, robberies, riffraff fights, shootings, you name it, inside that fucking facility, inside that place, in that restaurant. To the point where it finally took some new blood that got into office, because you know, like, you know, hey, you can become a detective. You're in there for 20 years, right? So for you, figure for the last 20 years, there's been that one detective or that one DA or that one, two, three judges that have been keeping this fucking place bump alive. They knew what's been going on, and they knew what it was going to take. It was going to take a long, expensive investigation with several other fucking law enforcement agencies in cooperation with each other to get this fucking thing down, okay? Now, let me just tell you, this ain't the only restaurant in Florida or even in Orange County that is operating like this. You go to the Northeast and you have part-time seasonal fucking restaurants, okay? And they're open all year round. When there's a fucking blizzard in Maine or in Vermont and shit, and that place is open, and it's got the lights on, and it's Christmas, and it's got a few extra lights, and it's got a fish tank, and this, that, and they're open from, you know, 11 in the afternoon till 11 at night, or whatever, and there's not a fucking soul in there, even if there was a half a dozen people, you ain't making enough money to keep the lights on for that fucking month. Are you shitting me? So I say to myself, this is crazy. So in my area, there's a lot of Chinese places, okay? And I'm like, there's no way that, I know Chinese food is cheap and shit like that, but look, and buffets are cheap and they come a dozen, dime a dozen, dozen. I'm looking at the buffet and I'm looking at this place and I'm like, it's filthy. The salt chicken was filthy. I didn't eat there, thank God. I just sat there and just looked. You could tell it was just a money front. It was just a money front. And they were feeding these old Americans shit food that was going to create more fucking cholesterol in them than I've ever seen before. So I'm saying to myself, you're telling me this, and now you got this restaurant that does this buffet. And she goes, yeah. And I says, there's a restaurant literally a half a mile down the street going towards Belmont. There's a Chinese place. And then if you go 2 miles down the road another way, you're going to bump into another Chinese restaurant. Both also of alcohol. 4 miles down the road, you're going to find another Chinese spot. So I'm looking and I'm saying, how much fucking Chinese food does Americans in this fucking area consume? How much? Because to have this many Chinese places isn't crazy. It's crazy. I would see this in like fucking Chelsea, Mass. All you need is one or maybe two at the most in a town that has a population of 7,000 people. What the fuck? And you want me to swallow that in the four counties I just explained, and the various miles in between them? That's a gross population of maybe 20,000, maybe. And I'm stretching it. 20,000, and you have that many fucking Chinese places? Go to these Chinese places. Don't even give a night. The only thing that's fucking romping is the watering hole. That's the only thing that's romping. Because I'll get if you get any kind of Chinese food from a small rural area, the chicken fingers and the sweet and sour chicken is totally different from what you would get in the inner city. And the rural areas, they give you chicken fingers, right? They'll give you chicken fingers and they'll pour like this red fucking sweet sour sauce on top of there, and they're like, here you go, there's your sweet sour chicken. Like, what? It's just chicken fingers with some shit poured over it, pal. What are you talking about? And hey, I'll give you one other little tip, right, guys? If you ever want the freshest rice, you know, because a lot of, you gotta understand, that black rice that they serve, it comes in a big fucking, like, drum. Like this cardboard drum, all right? And it's filled to the tits. It's probably like weighs like fucking 1,000 pounds of rice in there. And they're fucking, and they cook that shit, okay? Now, what I want to tell you is that if you want some fresh rice from a Chinese restaurant, you have to order it, like, say, okay, hey, let me get a B12, right, with the pork fried rice, but I want no onions in the pork fried rice, okay? And they'll say, no onion? And you'll say, yeah, no onion in the pork fried rice, right? She'll say, okay. And what's going to happen is that even though they have a shit ton of that shit made already, they have to make you a fresh batch because they're not going to sit and pick out all the fucking onions in. So they're going to say, damn, this fucking American, he wanted no onions in his fucking rice. So now we're going to fucking make him a special batch. It's going to take a little longer, but you at least you'll know. You'll have fresh fucking... You'll have fresh, fresh rice. You'll have a fresh order of fucking of fried rice from the restaurant if you order it just like I told you. You wanna order a pork fried rice with no onions in it, and that will give you the freshest batch of rice, because like I said, they're not gonna sit there and pick out every fucking little skinny onion in there. Okay, so. It's either they're going to say, screw you, and give you the rice with the onions in it, and say, fuck your business, or they're going to do right by you, and they